This is a Dave and Strauss, one of the Agriculture and Natural Resource Agents from the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District of Crawford, Labette, Montgomery, and Wilson Counties with your K-State Research and Extension report. You may be wondering how much land you need if you want to manage land for wildlife. This depends on what wildlife you want to attract and your expectations. Migratory game such as mourning dove and waterfowl can be attracted to areas of only a few acres if there is abundant food resources and limited hunting pressure. A 5 to 10 acre dove field can produce hundreds of dove during the course of the season when properly managed. Whereas white-tailed deer and wild turkey require large areas for their annual needs. If you wanted to provide everything a population of wild turkey or white-tailed deer require without relying on neighboring land, hundreds or even thousands of acres of habitat would be required. Most landowners do not own enough land to fully support deer or turkey populations. However, even small properties can provide good hunting, provided they are surrounded by large areas of good habitat. For example, a 40-acre property that is surrounded by several thousand acres of good white-tailed deer habitat can provide outstanding hunting, assuming the 40 acres has habitat that is attractive to the deer. However, the same 40 acres surrounded by miles of uninterrupted wheat fields will likely be poor for deer, since there is not enough habitat to support deer populations. Therefore, it will depend on where your land is located and the area surrounding your land. Other species, such as northern bobwhite quail, require large areas to provide quality hunting, as hunters usually desire many encounters per day. A quarter section of good habitat would typically support 4 to 6 quail coveys in a good year. You could reasonably expect to locate about half of those in a typical day. Therefore, if you wanted to encounter 4 to 6 coveys in a morning hunt, you would need access to about 320 acres. If the land is only marginal for bobwhite, more land would be needed to have desirable encounters. Along with making sure you have enough acreage to be able to effectively manage it for wildlife, when providing habitat for wildlife, it is also important to consider food, cover, and water. Different species of wildlife have varying requirements. In addition to making sure you have adequate shelter and food sources for the wildlife species you wish to attract to your property, a clean water source is also important to have to make your property an ideal habitat for wildlife. From the K-State Research and Extension Wildcat District, this has been a Dave and Strauss with your K-State Research and Extension Report.